Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio. 630 Chad.
630 Chad and the Edmonton Oilers Hockey Club present the show that is everything Oilers. Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer.
Brought to you by Digitex. Office supplies at huge savings.
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca on Oilers Radio. 630 Chad.
Moon and Cody Jansen with you this afternoon on Oilers Now, brought to you by Digitex. Digitex.ca, Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office technology and software. You want to give us a call? Well, the River Cree Resort and Casino Hotline, that's where you do it. 780-496-0063. The River Cree Resort and Casino, excitement. Bet on it. That's also our Ashley Fine Floors text line. Get the new floors you've always wanted with Ashley Fine Floors, 143rd Street and 111th Ave, open Monday to Saturday. Twitter at Oilers Now and at Jenner on PXP. And Chuck from Cold Lake is listening to us, and we got that on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. So we do appreciate that, Chuck, and I hope all is well in Cold Lake right now. As we go to our guest, Mark Spector, it's brought to you by Horse Racing Alberta. Live thoroughbred racing at Century Mile every Friday and Saturday. For more, go to thehorses.com. Spec, good to have you on. Elliot Friedman reporting, yes, at Puljujärvi, one year, $3 million. That coming down while we were on the air here. What do you think?
Well, Oilers fans will be happy, I think, Mooner, because I don't, there's a lot of conjecture, right? Is this a contract you sign so that there's cost certainty when you trade the player? Or is this a contract you sign because you want to keep the player? And that's a fair, you know, that's obviously he's been on the block for a while, so that's a fair conversation to have. And I would say to you that it seems to me, Cam, that this is a contract that he'll probably, in my eyes, he'll probably stay and play it out for the Oilers, or certainly start the season as an Oiler. What do you think? You think that this is a contract that facilitates movement, or one that facilitates Jesse Puljujärvi putting on number 13 next year?
Well, I think it's very possible he could be wearing number 13 here this year coming up. And Puckpedia firing out, just giving the numbers with what is projected the Oilers will have on LTIR, that they have about $2.67 million in cap space available. Of course, Kyler Yamamoto, Ryan McLeod have to sign. Can you make that work? Sure, a few things may have to move around, but it's not out of the realm of possibility is what I'm saying. So, yeah, I could very well see him playing. I mean, that's the Oilers are not in a situation, and especially now that he's signed and you know exactly what he's making, they don't have to deal him. If you want to, fine. And if you think the return is good, then absolutely, if that's what the way you want to go. But by no means are you forced to do that. So, yeah, that's that was just the next shoe to drop, I guess. And now we'll wait for the Yamamoto and McLeod deals.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all know McLeod's going to get signed.
Yeah.
He has not a lot of negotiating rights. He's not going to make a huge raise and make $1 million. Yamamoto obviously going to arbitration, so he has there will be some negotiation there. But you know what? This is, I mean, the Jesse Puljujärvi, I can tell you on my website, sportsnet.ca, any stories, any mention of Jesse Puljujärvi, and the hits go through the roof. He's one of the most popular Oilers for sure. And in terms of you know, interest out there, tangible interest, you write Jesse Puljujärvi and you get huge clicks every single time, whether you're being critical or complimentary, either way. So, you know, I mean, let's dig into it a little bit. Like, to me, you know, when his first run in Edmonton, when it went a little sour, he was coming out of an entry-level deal, I believe, and Holland did not trade him, could not find value in the trade market for him. And then this summer, clearly he's been on the market again, heading into his, what this is what, got to be his third contract, I think. And Holland did not find value with the player heading to arbitration, so he did not trade the player, hung on. And here we now have a guy, you know, there's not many players signed 1-year deals at this stage of their career in cities where they want to spend a lot of time. This is clearly either a temporary type deal or a let's take one more kick at this with Puljujärvi and the Oilers and try to find some harmony between a player that, you know, has, let's face it, he's not really loved his time here. He's wanted out a couple times. And a team that sees a player that, you know, we all see potential in Jesse Puljujärvi, but at 24 years of age, Cam Moon, I think you might have heard this before, potential, all it means is he hasn't done anything yet. And at 24, here we go here. This is his 24, 25 year. It is time for potential to turn into production for Jesse Puljujärvi.
No, that's fair. Mark Spector for Horse Racing Alberta, our guest. Yeah, no, at this is the time. I mean, this is a time where you need to establish yourself as an NHLer, or you get pushed aside. That's what happens in the game. That's how it works.
Right, or where, you know, yeah. A $3 million player, like a middle six winger makes $3 million for sure. If you're on the second line, it's usually a good bargain for the team. If you're on the third line, we might start to question if it's too expensive, but that's where he sits. He's a $3 million middle six right winger, and the Oilers need right wingers. And let's see if Jesse Puljujärvi makes this a good contract or a contract the Oilers aren't happy with. Frankly, it's completely up to the player. There is tons of room, upward mobility for Jesse Puljujärvi in this lineup. They're not, you know, this isn't a team that's loaded with right wingers. If he plays well and he earns the chance, that chance is sitting there for him.
Absolutely. We had Randy Moeller on earlier and talking about the trade with the Panthers and the Calgary Flames from Friday with Matthew Tkachuk going to the Panthers, Jonathan Huberdeau, Mackenzie Weegar, Cole Schwint going to the Calgary Flames. When that came down, Mark, what'd you think?
Well, honestly, from a business standpoint, I thought that the Calgary Flames did fantastic. You know, here's a team with a gun to their head. They got a player who's told them, I'm doing a 1-year deal and I'm not signing after this year. They couldn't wait into their season. They couldn't, you know, this deal had to get done in 8 or 10 days here. And everybody knew it. Oh, by the way, Tkachuk gave him a very short list of teams, and those teams had to be able to sign this guy to a massive contract. So, you know, the Brad Treliving was fishing in such a small pond with a huge deadline, and he ends up bringing in the NHL's assist leader, a guy that, in my opinion, I wouldn't trade you Goodrow for Huberdeau on left wing. I think Huberdeau's a better player straight out. And you know, a first-round pick. And Weegar, who's a really nice top-four defenseman. I thought Treliving did absolutely great under the circumstances. Now, if he has problems with Weegar and Huberdeau as pending UFAs, at least he's bought himself 6 or 7 yeah. months to deal with that, right, instead of the 6 or 7 days he had when it was time to trade Matt Tkachuk. I thought that was fabulous work by Brad Treliving in Calgary.
Mark Spector, our guest. I absolutely agree. I, when you are limited by the teams you can deal with and knowing that you've got a player that doesn't want to return and is going to likely just sign a 1-year deal with you and that's it, after you just lost a top-line player for nothing, that's a tough spot to be in. And yeah, if neither of those two guys resign, yeah, you only kick the problem, you know, down the road a year. But still, you have that opportunity to sell those players on your program, on your city, all that stuff. And if they enjoy it and they're having fun and the team's successful, well, your chances of resigning them go up, I would say, quite a bit.
Well, yeah. I mean, you just never know, like with UFAs, right? Calgary's learned this. You just never know. You think guys love your town. It turns out they don't love your town. But you can't control that. So Brad Treliving, I mean, what he's done here is it's not a rebuild in Calgary. They don't have to have a rebuild. They're going to be a very competitive team next year. Now, if we get into 3 weeks from trade deadline and neither of those guys are willing to sign an extension, well, then guess what? He's got to bail on a season. He's got to trade those guys for whatever he can trade them for. You know, futures, first-round picks, things like that. That is the reality that was foisted upon the Calgary Flames when Goodrow walked and Tkachuk walked. That's just, it's not their fault. It is their problem. So, yeah. You know what? Like you say, he's kicked that can down the road a ways, and now the Calgary Flames have a chance to impress two really good players on their program. And, you know, for their sake, let's hope those two guys sign. I'm not sure that they're that worse a team if they do.
Yeah, yeah. And I just think that, yeah, Calgary is in a tough spot, and you're right. They will be a very good team, and hopefully, we get another Battle of Alberta in the playoffs, because
yeah.
That was fun.
You know what? We're going to miss Tkachuk at the Battle of Alberta. I can think of things about his game I don't love, I'm here to tell you, but I can think of a lot of things I do like, and one of them is he became the star, the straw that stirred the drink in this Battle of Alberta. Missing him and Zach Kassian next year, that puts a dent in the old rivalry. But I loved his line in Florida where he said, "I hate Edmonton, but now I hate Tampa more." I thought, way to go, kid. Like, he knows what sells. He's a heel. He knows it. Yeah. And he's also a really good player. I think that's fine, man.
Hey, we all cheered for Bret Hart, but we had to have Bad News Allen. Like, Allen was an important part of the whole thing.
You need a heel.
You
need a heel, don't you?
Absolutely. Mark Spector is our guest for the horses at Horse Racing Alberta. Hey, you're a busy guy tomorrow.
Oh boy, am I a busy guy tomorrow. Yeah, I got a whole bunch going on in this tournament. It is our ninth annual Mark Spector Golf Classic for Sports Central, raising money, and we got 220 golfers and a whole bunch of celebrities and a bunch of partners and sponsors all converging on the quarry tomorrow for an 8:30 shotgun. She's going to be a beauty. Looks like a hot day too, Cammy.
Yeah, it does. It really does. Going back to like when you started this, what was like, what brought on the inspiration to start a golf tournament for raising some money?
Well, a friend of mine, you know, we all grew up in Edmonton here with an old cat named Tiger Goldstick.
Oh, I remember Tiger.
I think we know a lot of our listeners that remember Tiger. And Tiger operated at a time when it was cool for an old Jewish guy to pull up in his car next to a playground, open his trunk, and call all the kids over to get free sporting equipment, right? So we at Sports Central decided we're probably not doing that anymore. But Tiger was an inspirational leader at Sports Central. He was there from the ground floor. His whole thing was, let's get kids who can't afford playing sports. Let's get a football in their hands. Let's get a baseball mitt on their hand, and let's get them out there, you know, get them out of the shopping mall, away from the computer game, and out into the field playing sports. And really, that's what we're still doing. You know, sports gave me almost everything I have, Cam, and I might speak for you. It's probably not that far off. It taught me how to win with, you know, when we did win, how to win with some grace when we lost, you know, how to handle a loss and how to take that lesson and turn it into a win. And all of those things took me into journalism, takes people into their business careers. It's the lessons we learn on the athletic field or playing on a team and counting on a teammate and what it feels like to make an error and how people treat you when you do. All those things we learn in sports, and they help us in life. And we're just trying to, you know, make that opportunity there for kids. And we deal with a lot of new Canadians and lots of Indigenous kids who don't get that chance. And hopefully, if you get a kid on a bike, you know, and they can get to soccer practice like Alfonso Davies did one day at Sports Central, and if you get kids in sporting gear, they get those lessons in life, and they succeed a little bit better. They become a little more important part of our community. So all of that's about what we're doing at Sports Central. And tomorrow we're going to try to raise, $150,000, help that Sports Central keep its doors open for another year, Cam.
If people want to, maybe they might not be involved tomorrow in golf, but would like to support Sports Central, where can they go?
Sorry, you cut out on me. Say that again. I'm sorry.
If people would like to support Sports Central but aren't necessarily going to be golfing tomorrow, do they have a website you can go to?
Sure do. SportsCentral.org is the website. And if you have sporting equipment in your house or in your garage or your, you know, it's already kids, parents are going out and buying new hockey gear for their kids, and some of the old stuff's too small, you can drop it off at Sports Central. It's right by Old Rexall there on Wayne Gretzky Drive. You can bring it to police station or fire station. We have bins there. We have a bin at United Cycle. Go on our website. It's going to tell you where all the drop-offs are. And if you feel like you want to send a check to Sports Central, it'll tell you how to do that, too.
Absolutely. Mark Spector for the horses at Horse Racing Alberta, our guest. Hey, Mark, it's Mick Jagger's birthday today.
Hey.
Your thoughts on Rolling Stones. We had opened with a Stones song, and I threw it out to the texters. It's been a bit lukewarm as far as love for the Stones. It's a little bit of hit and miss. But I personally like them. I always did. I was more of a Stones guy than a Beatles guy. And again, granted, most of it was before my time, but whatever. Have you ever seen them live?
I never saw the Stones live. My sister went down to the US Festival in California when we were kids, and she saw them live. I did not see them when they played Commonwealth. I wish I did. But I'm like you. I'm a 65 born, so I grew up listening to the Stones all the time. I was a big, who didn't, I mean, all their tunes, Angie and Satisfaction. Yeah. And I even like when Devil redid Satisfaction, man.
Yeah.
That was a cover that I didn't even mind. But what's your favorite Stones tune? Mine would probably be, how about Can You Hear Me Knocking? How about that one? Maybe come out of the break with that one of these days.
That one's pretty good. They got a lot of good tunes. I agree. T. Hups had texted me and said, "Give me Shelter" on just about every Scorsese soundtrack, and that's true. It's a lot of Scorsese soundtracks. The Stones get in there.
Oh, for sure. God, I mean, they just listen. Mick Jagger's Mick Jagger, man. Look at this guy. He's a freak of nature. How can you live as hard as he's lived? All those guys, and he's still trucking along like. Man, they got the medical community should all be pitching in and doing some kind of a study on Mick Jagger, because if I lived his life, I'd have been long gone a whole long time ago, pal.
Yeah, he's put in a good shift. Yeah, him and Keith Richards, they've put in a good shift.
Oh, man, are you kidding me?
I'd say they're playing with house money at this point.
You know who is a huge Stones fan? Was Mark Messier.
Oh,
Kevin,
yeah.
One of those guys. Mess was always playing the Stones. I remember him being a big Stones fan.
Yeah, I wish I would have went with that Voodoo Lounge tour in 94. I remember they played back-to-back nights at Commonwealth. Sold it out, back-to-back nights.
Of course they did. Of course
should've
they did.
Went.
I know. What were we doing, man?
I don't know.
94, like.
Got to be better than that. I've only been to one show at Commonwealth, and it was Metallica in 2017, which was good.
Yeah, I used to go to the old rock circuses there when I was a kid, man.
Yeah,
Ted Nugent and Warren Zevon and Blue Oyster Cult, Heart.
Oh, see, now
man,
you're talking.
Pete Frampton, that whole talk box thing live at Commonwealth Stadium when it was like new and fresh.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that was great.
Spec, you're on fire. Okay, well, good luck with the golf tomorrow. I hope you have a great day, and it's going to be hot, so wear some sunscreen.
All right, Gary, thanks for having me, and everybody, thanks for supporting Sports Central, and I hope everyone's summer's great.
All right, Mark Spector, brought to you by Horse Racing Alberta, live thoroughbred racing at Century Mile every Friday and Saturday. For more, go to thehorses.com. Edmonton Oilers, as per Elliot Friedman, signing Jesse Puljujärvi, 1 year, $3 million. And according to our good friends at Puckpedia, with the LTIR, they will have about 2.67 of cap space available. All right, so there you go. There's the update. We got you right up to speed. It's 1:23 in Edmonton. We're going to take a break. This is Oilers Now on 6:30 Chet. Janner, you're on fire.
Yeah, you got satin shoes.
I love it. Cam Moon with Cody Jansen here on Oilers Now. Oh, outstanding. Good work by Cody Jansen. He's on fire. And right now, Brent Ridge Ford, speaking of on fire, Brent Ridge Ford in Wetaskiwin seeing lots of traffic with people trading in various import vehicles for F-150s, Edges, Rangers, and Bronco Sports. The products are strong. The service is great. And if you're in the market for a change, call our friends Rich, Johnny, and Uncle Milt at Brent Ridge Ford, 1-877-477-3673. Your Ford truck authority on the Auto Mile in Wetaskiwin. Good bunch down there at Brent Ridge Ford. Ashley Fine Floors text line is now really getting it going with the all that is the Rolling Stones, which I do appreciate, and that is good to see. And a lot of thoughts on the best song. Stephen from BC likes Beast of Burden. I do appreciate that. Dead Flowers, best Stones song from Haas. Yeah, all right. Well, that's... I like it. Stones today. Yes, Stephen from BC appreciates it. Paul says he was at that concert, the Voodoo Lounge. So that's great to see. It's been busy out there. Again, Elliot Friedman saying, tweeting out earlier while we were on the air that, yes, Puljujärvi signed a one-year, $3 million deal with the Edmonton Oilers. So he avoids arbitration. All right. Oilers Now Injury Report, brought to you by James H. Brown Injury Lawyers. Unrivaled experience, unrivaled commitment, unrivaled results. What do you got over there, Cody Jansen? We got anything with the, we don't have no update on that yet. It is July, so, but we always bring you that. During the season, all the time. You always get the Oilers Now Injury Report, brought to you by James H. Brown Injury Lawyers. Yesterday, we actually had something, so which is rare in the middle of July. Oh, Jim says, favorite Stone song, Paint It Black. All right. You know what? I do appreciate people chiming in with their love of the Rolling Stones. It is Mick Jagger's birthday today, born this day in 1943.
Well, I looked away from the text line for a second, and all of a sudden, I just lost everything. But there was a lot of comments on there, so I want your thoughts, Mooner, because Bob said he thinks they get something done with Yamamoto before his arb date. Are you in that pool as well?
Yeah, I would think so. I would think at all costs, player and team would like to avoid that. No one likes to go through arbitration. It's you're arguing against it. Like, you're arguing against paying the player what he wants, and the player's arguing against what they're offering. It's just not a good situation. So I would say at all costs they will avoid that, and I would think they likely will. There's got to be some middle ground in there, doesn't it?
Well, you got to find an arbitrator, like a former one, to get him on and just tell funny stories of being in that war room, because there's got to be some great tales to tell.
Oh yeah, when people are trying to pull out all sorts of stuff to save a dollar or try to gain a dollar, whatever it is. Yeah, I would think that there would be some, that's a book. That somebody needs to write that book. 128 in Edmonton. We're going to take a break. We got Matt Fraser, former Edmonton Oiler, on the other side. Coming up, global news, weather, and traffic update with Evan Cook. This is Oilers Now on 630 CHED.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.